Isaiah chapter 14. For Yahweh will have mercy upon Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land, and the strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob. And the people will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them in the land of Yahweh for servants and handmaids, and they will take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it will come to pass in the day that Yahweh will give you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and from the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. Yahweh has broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and no one hinders the persecution. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yes, the fir trees rejoice at you. The cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since you are laid down, no tree fellers come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It is raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they will speak and say to you, Are you also become as weak as we are? Have you become like one of us? Your pomp is brought down to the grave. The noise of your viols, the worm is spread under you, and the worms cover you. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, who did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you will be brought down to Sheol, to the grave, to the sides of the pit. They who see you will look narrowly upon you and consider you, saying, Is this the man who made the earth to tremble, who did shake kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities of it, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, all of them, lie down in honor, every one in his own tomb. But you are thrown out of your grave like an abominable branch, and like the clothing of those who are slain, thrust through the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a carcass trodden underfoot. You'll not be joined with them in burial, because you've destroyed your land and killed your people. The seed of evildoers will never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, says Yahweh of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, says Yahweh. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, says Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh of hosts has sworn, saying, As surely as I have thought, so will it come to pass, and as I've purposed, so will it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot, and then will his yoke depart from off of them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For Yahweh of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died was this burden. Do not rejoice, whole Palestina, because the rod of he who smote you is broken. For out of the serpent's root will come forth a cockatrice, and his fruit will be a fiery flying serpent. And the firstborn of the poor will feed, and the needy will lie down in safety, and I will kill your root with famine, and he will kill your remnant. Howl, O gate, cry, O city, you whole Palestina are dissolved, for there will come from the north a smoke, and no one will be alone in his appointed times. What will one then answer the messengers of the nation, that Yahweh has founded Zion, and the poor of his people will trust in it? End of chapter.